Today's daf is daf Samechei. We left off, we actually got onto daf Samechei at the top. We're in the middle of discussing the ability of a katan to be kone and to be makne, to be zoche for other people. And the last thing the Gemara had said was a possible raya about the ability of a katan to affect kinyanim from the case of shitufei mavuos. That if a person wants to make a shitufei mavuos, the braisa had said that you can have an avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim be zoche for everybody in the shitufei mavuos, and the only way to have an ama ivria, that's to have a Jewish maid, halachically, is if she's still a ketana. Once she becomes a gedola, she goes free. So the Gemara said, don't you see that she could even be zoche l'acherim? So the Gemara said, nah, that's only din d'rabanan. For shitufei mavuos, we allow her to be zoche l'acherim because it's only din d'rabanan. So the Gemara said, oh, that seems like a good taina, that it was only din d'rabanan, that it's not a raya. But the Gemara says, no, it's not such a good taina, because called the tikkun rabbanan, kendo raisa tikkun. Whenever the rabbanan make a takana, they always try to pattern it after a dinda or raisa. So they would not allow for a shitufei mavuos, even though it's a dinda rabbanan, to be effective if the kinyan that makes it work were not a doraisa kinyan. It has to be that it's a doraisa kinyan that makes it work. And therefore, maybe it is taka a good raya that the ketana is able to be zoche la'acherim. And the Gemara says the other side would argue that kol d'tikun rabban ken doraisa tikun only applies in an instance where we're dealing with a din that has ikur min haTorah, that's primarily based on a din d'oraisa, but shitufei mavuos, which is purely an invention midrabanan, is not even based on a mitzvah min haTorah, on a din min haTorah. You wouldn't even have to apply the rule of kol d'tikun rabbanan ken doraisa tikun. Tosus over here, the reason I mentioned the whole shakla v'tari again is Tosus on the top of the page in Daf Samechei Amud Aleph points out v'had sagi ba'agbas tefach gabei chavish shel shitufei mavuos. Tell says, wait a second, if you're going to tell me that shitufei mavuos can only be affected by a kinyan da'oraisa because called the tikkun rabban ken da'oraisa tikkun, how is Rashi going to explain that the fact that the kinyan for shitufei mavuos, the kinyan hagbah that a person does, only requires one to lift the item off of the ground one tefach? Doesn't Rashi hold in general that a kinyan hagbah on a d'oraisa level, a valid kinyan hagbah, is three tefachim? If you need a kinyan d'oraisa for shitufei mavuos, lifting it one tefach shouldn't suffice. So it says Tosos, chashuv leke'en d'oraisa, kiven d'magbia bar zechia, v'yesh bar hagbah k'tzas. Tell you the truth, I don't really understand Tosos. I could translate the words. Tosos says, that's still considered like a kinyan d'oraisa, because the one who's making the kinyan is someone who's capable of a kinyan d'oraisa, and the form of kinyan that he's doing is close enough. One tefach, three tefachim, it's really similar. It's almost exactly like the kinyan d'oraisa. So since it's so close to the valid form of kinyan, and the person doing it is someone who's capable of a kinyan d'oraisa, that's close enough to be a ke'en d'oraisa. I'm not really sure what the gedder is, though. I don't know why. When is it good to be close enough, and when do you need it to be mamish the right thing? Is it like kol haroi lebi le'en bi l'makevispo type of thing, that as long as you have a gavra who's able to perform the kinyan, so he doesn't need to do the actual kinyan d'oraisa, which is what he seems to be saying? But that's a little bit of a strange application of that concept. So not totally sure. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, again trying to prove what ability the katan has to be kone and makne. We're four lines from the top of the page. Samechei Amud Aleph. Masav Ravavya ma'arimin al ma'aser sheni. A person could do a harama, can do a trick in order to be podas ma'aser sheni. We know the halacha is after you take off your truma and your ma'aser rishon, most years you have a din, you take ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni, you take the fruits, you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. The thing is, a lot of times it's a big hassle to take all the fruits to Yerushalayim, so you're poda the ma'aser sheni. You exchange it for money. The only thing is, when you exchange the Ma'aser Sheni for money, there's a fee you have to pay. I mean, you have to add, you have to be Mosav Chomesh, you have to add one-fifth of the value, Milavar, you have to add one-fifth of the value, which we would call 25% of the value, and then bring all of that money to Yerushalayim and spend it on food in Yerushalayim. So, but that halacha of being Mosav Chomesh is only when you're being poda your own Ma'aser Sheni. If you're poda someone else's Ma'aser Sheni, you're not going to have to be Mosav Chomesh. So if you want to save money, you should try to do a trick where you're poda someone else's Ma'aser Sheni, someone else's poda your Ma'aser Sheni, and then you won't have to pay that extra fee. So says the Gemara, Ma'arimin al Ma'aser Sheni Ketzad. How does one go about pulling this trick? Omer Adam Lebno Bito Agadolim, a person says to his adult children, or La Avdo Vishivchaso Ivrimi says to his Jewish servant or maidservant, Halachem Ma'os Halalu, here, I'm giving you money, I want you to do with this money the following, Upaduvehen Maiser Sheni Zeh, take this money and be poda Maiser Sheni with this money. Meaning the obvious point is, now that you're being poda my Maiser Sheni, you're not going to have to pay the extra fifth. Now obviously all the money's coming from me, but since you're the one doing the padia of the Maiser Sheni, so therefore I'm not going to, you're being poda Maiser Sheni Shelacherim, and you're not going to have to pay that extra fee, that extra 25%. Says Rashi, Upduba and Maiser Sheni, Mimenu Dahavaluhu Acherim Legabe, because these people are considered to be Acherim. It's considered to be as if they are being poda someone else's Maiser Sheni. Vehim Smuchim al Shulchano, Rashi says, even though they happen to live in his house, and he supports them, and his food is their food, right? They nash out of his cabinets. So it's totally, they're totally reliant upon him. Nevertheless, they're considered Acherim. They're considered to be as if they are being poda someone else's Maiser Sheni. V'shalhem shaloshim chozim v'nosim lo. Right? Clearly, it's going to be, they're going to give it right back to him, but nevertheless, it's considered to be the Maiser Sheni of Acherim. The Rashi is clearly against the Tosos. We didn't get a chance to look at inside yesterday, but Tosos and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis have clearly said that when you're talking about Bno Ubito Agadolim, if they're Somech al Shulchano, they do need to be Mosif Chomesh. They can't. When you have adult children who rely on you, they are, your food is considered their food, or and therefore if they're going to be Podi your Maiser Sheni, it is considered that they're being Podi their own Maiser Sheni, and they absolutely will have to be Mosif Chomesh. But anyway, this is the Eitza that the Gemara gives. Meaning, again, Rashi understands that it's talking about even Gedolim that are Somchem al Shulchano. Maybe the Tosos would understand that it's talking about Bino Bito Gedolim that are not Somchem al Shulchano, but you can supply the money for them to be put in the Maiser Sheni, and they won't be Mosif Chomesh. Frek Tosos, Vim Tomar, Umay Mahani Pedias Katan, Vain Maiser Katan Klum. How does a Pedia of a Katan work? How can a Katan be poda Maiser Sheni? Don't we know that a Maiser Katan is worthless? Ubitaris Karnim Imayit Katan Shein poda Maiser Sheni, and it's a Beferish Medrash where we say that a Katan cannot be poda Maiser Sheni. And not only that, the Mishnah in Truma says Chamisha Lo Yitromu V'Katan Chad Minayu. Five people are not allowed to be Mafresh Truma. Katan is one of them. So if a Katan is unable to be Mafresh Truma, says tells us a few lines later, Maishna Padias Maiser Mitruma. Why should being poda Maiser be any different than giving Truma? If a Katan is not someone who's capable of doing truma, why should he be capable of pedias meiser? So Tosa says, "V'yesh lomer da'asi k'man diyamr mesachs trumas dehigil la'onas nedarim k'shem shenidra nidar kach trumas on nidra nedar kach trumas on truma u'k'shem shechal shem truma al piv u'mishtari tevel ba'achilach nemischal meiser sheni al yado." We're assuming, like a shita, that a katan of a certain age can be mafresh truma. So if you assume like that shita, so if you can be mafresh truma, you can be poda maiser sheni as well. Meaning there is no chiluk between truma and maiser sheni. We're assuming that, like the shita, that the katan is capable of being mafresh truma. However, the Rashba's mitarits differently. He says that since when you're being poda maiser sheni, you need to evaluate how much it's worth, and you're poda shava b'shava. So you don't need a so much, meaning since it's shava b'shava, you're substituting one for the other, you're just exchanging it, you don't need that much das like you need by truma. By truma, you're giving something, you're not exchanging something. So by truma, it requires a higher level of das, and therefore, even though a katan can't be mafresh truma, the katan can be poda maiser sheni. That's how the Rashba says. Now, Shlomo Zalman Orbach in his Tshuvas and Mincha Shlomo asks why it should be different than Pidyon Hekdish, though. Pidyon Maiser Sheni and Pidyon Hekdish seems should be the same. Pidyon Hekdish, where we paskin that a Mufla Samach Le'ish is not able to be Poda Hekdish, just like he's not able to be Kona Mekach, he's not able to engage in commerce. So why should Pidyon Maiser Sheni be any different? And he points out that there's a fundamental difference, even though it sounds the same. Pidyon Hekdish and Pidyon Maiser Sheni sound very similar. There's a fundamental difference between Pidyon Hekdish and Pidyon Maiser Sheni. When I am Poda Hekdish, what's my primary function? What am I primarily trying to do? I'm primarily trying to take something out of the Rishus of Hekdish and put it into my own Rishus. I'm taking something that belongs to Hekdish and make it mine. That's very similar to a mekach. That's very similar to purchasing something. With Maaser Sheni, what am I primarily trying to do? Not to take something away from someone and make it belong to someone else. I'm trying to take something that already belongs to me, but I'm limited in the sense that I'm only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, and to allow myself to eat it even outside of Yerushalayim. That's not quite like a mekach, because I'm not taking something that belongs to somebody else and trying to make it mine. That a katan should be able to do. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you might think this relates to whether Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah or Mamon Hedyot. How do we view Maaser Sheni when it is Maaser Sheni? Is it God's food and he's just allowing us to have it in Yerushalayim? In which case, maybe it sounds a little more like a mekach. Or is it my food and I'm just, the halach is I'm limited and I'm only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim? Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks, even if you say it's Mamon Gavoah, the primary focus is to be matir the food even beyond the Chomos Yerushalayim. It happens to me, once I do that, it no longer belongs to Mamon Gavoah, it now becomes my own food. But that's not the primary objective. Since that's not the primary objective, Pidyon Maaser Sheni is not like a mekach, and a katan is capable of doing Pidyon Maaser Sheni. So that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabach said, I think it was a very beautiful chilek between Pidyon Hegdish and Pidyon Maaser Sheni. But anyway, so the Gemara says that you can give your Eved Vishivcha, who is a Jew, to be the money to be Podi your Maaser Sheni. Frak the Gemara, the obvious Kasha, Hai Shivcha Hechidami. What exactly is the case of this Shivcha? Ida Asya Beisa Aros, if she's already a Gedola, my Bayagabe. What's she still doing there? She's supposed to go free if she's already a gedola. Gedola, a shivcha that has a shivcha kanana stays forever, but a shivcha that's a Jew goes free when she grows shtei saros. So she wouldn't still be a shivcha. Elalav de lo asi be saros. So it must be a case where she doesn't have shtei saros. So you see, what do you see? That even though she's still a katana, she's able to be mizakal acherim. She's able to be konel acherim. Here she's being poded in the Maaser Sheni for you, and we're saying that you have a definition of acherim to her. That's why she doesn't have to be mosif chomesh. So don't you see? It's a raya that a katana is able to be konel acherim. So says Gemara, hachem ayaskinan b'maaser b'zman hazeh d'rabanan. We're dealing with a case where we're dealing where it's maaser sheni b'zman hazeh, which is only d'rabanan. Now there is a big discussion in Achronim about ha'arama in general. When are you allowed to do tricks? Meaning over here, it's clearly a ha'arama. If you want to be pulled your own Maaser Sheni, the only thing is you're supposed to add money. So you pull a shtick over here. You give it to someone else. You give the money to someone else, and then they're not Mosef Chomesh. It's clearly a ha'arama. So there's a chiddush in the Bechor Shar that all the Achronim discuss who says that you can only do a ha'arama on a din d'rabanan, not on a din d'oraisa. That's one of the reasons why many people are noeg not to sell chametz gomer midoraisa, right? Because they view mechiras chametz as ha'arama, and they don't want to do a ha'arama on a din d'oraisa. They only want to do a ha'arama on a din d'rabanan. We pointed out yesterday that maybe if you only sell chametz d'rabanan, you don't have to pay the rabbi, because we have a chazak shteich hos shlichuso for a din d'rabanan. For a din d'oraisa, maybe you don't have a chazak shteich hos shlichuso unless the shliach is paid. But either way, the Bechor Shor has this chiddush that we only do our rama on a din d'rabanan, not on a din d'oraisa. So Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva says that the Bechor Shor is against this Gemara, because what forced the Gemara to say that we're dealing with Maaser d'rabanan and not Maaser d'oraisa? Not the fact that it's a harama. What forced the Gemara to say it? The fact that we were bothered by how the katan could make a kinyan. Which makes it sound like if you assume the katan can be zocha l'acherim, then it's no problem that it's maaser d'oraisa. And you're still doing this harama. So you see that the Gemara was working with the assumption that a harama does work on a din d'oraisa. The only thing is, we have to say it's the Rabbanan, according to the Shita, that a katan can't be zocha l'acherim. Because over here, you have a katan, you have this katana, this Ama Ivriya, being zocha l'acherim. It seems like a stark kasha. Some sofer answers it, but I think the kasha is better than the teretz. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara, Va'ama Ivriya, Bizman Azeh Mi'ika. The Gemara says, wait a second. You want to tell me we're dealing Bizman Azeh where it's only the Rabbanan? There's no such thing as an Ama Ivriya Bizman Azeh. Vatani, ain't Eved Ivri Noeg, Ela Bizman Shah Yovel Noeg. We only have a concept of Eved Ivri when there's Yovel. There's no Yovel nowadays. There's no Am Ivriya nowadays. So what are you talking about that it's Maaser Bizman Hazeh D'Rabbanan? So it says Gemara, Ela Ba'atz Shenu Nakav D'Rabbanan. Okay, we're not talking about Bizman Hazeh, but we're still talking about Maaser D'Rabbanan. How do you have Maaser D'Rabbanan if it's not Bizman Hazeh? It's produce that grew in an Atzitz She'enu Nakav, in a flower pot that wasn't really attached to the ground. So on a D'Oraisa level, it's not considered something that's chayv in Shumas Umaisos, but midrabanan it's chayv in Shumas Umaisos. So that's the that's how it could be that we're dealing with it in Drabanan. The Ritva says, if you want to say that we're dealing with something Drabanan, why don't you just say we're talking about Perosi Ilan, which are only chayv in Maisos midrabanan. Right? It's not Garn V'Yakev. It's not wheat or grapes or anything like that. Just say it's Perosi Ilan, which is only going to be chayv midrabanan anyway. That would be the easiest way to say that we're dealing with a drabanan. So the Ritva says the reason we don't say that is because Perosi Ilan, at least even though true, the chayv of Maisos is only drabanan, but it has ikar min haTorah. Remember, we made that chiluk. That's something that as ikar min haTorah, we would want to be called the tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun. We would want to make sure that the person who's making the kinyanim is capable of a kinyan daraisa. So we need to find a drabanan that's totally disconnected to any din daraisa. So apparently, atzud sheino nakuv has no ikar min haTorah, and therefore we don't need. And since it has no ikar min haTorah, we don't need someone who's capable of making a kinyan min haTorah. That assumes, like the shita, that peros ilan is only chayiv in maestros midrabanan. There is a shita, I think, of the smag that holds that it's chayiv in maestros midaraisa anyway. In which case, it's obvious why the Gemara doesn't choose that. Okay, Amar Rava. Bottom line: when we're dealing with a katan, gimel midos bekatan. There are three levels when dealing with a katan. Sarav zarko egos venotlo zoch latzman vein zoch lacher. When a child is old enough to differentiate between something that has value and something that has no value, he throws away a rock, but if he takes a nut and he'll keep it. So such a child can make a kinyan for himself, but not for others. When a girl is of that age, her mother and brother can give her over for kiddushin if her father had died. Right? That's when that kiddushin derabanan can take effect. Ha-pu'utos, when a girl is a little bit older, she's at the age of pu'utos, which Rashi over here quotes the Gemara, that it's kibar shis, kibar timni, somewhere between the age of 6 and 8. Mekchan mekach, umemkran memker b'metaltlin. They can buy and sell things as long as it's metaltlin, but not karka. U'kenegdan b'ketana, when a girl is of that age, miskareshes b'kidushe avia. Even though her father gave her over for kiddushin, so her kiddushin was daraisa, she is capable of becoming divorced from that kiddushin, meaning she can divorce even though the kiddushin was daraisa once she's at the age of pu'utos. V'higila onas nedarim. The third stage is once she gets to the stage of nedarim, which Rashi says is 1 year prior to her na'arus, 1 year prior to becoming a gedola, nidreya neder v'ektation hegdish. So then the nedarim that the katan takes count, and anything you make hegdish counts as hegdish. Uknegdin b'katana, and a girl of that age chaletzis can already undergo chalitza. Those are the three stages of katan. But to sell his father's stuff, he's going to have to wait till he's 20 years old to be allowed to sell his father's stuff. Even though, obviously, we generally say that Ben Yud Gimel Shana, someone who's 13 years old, is already considered a gadol for L'chol Inyin, for every mitzvah in the Torah. But over here, it's not an issue of mitzvahs, it's an issue of dinim mamonis. And the Ran points out, we assume that someone who just got a Yerusha, especially a young kid, teenager, who just got a Yerusha, teenager doesn't see the value of having karka, he prefers cash. So it's likely that he's going to sell it for a lower price than it should be sold for. He's going to end up selling it way less than it should be sold for, and it's not fair to allow him to sell it at this point. So wait till he's 20 years old, till he has a certain amount of maturity before he can sell anything, any land he just got as a Yerusha from his father. Okay, new Mishnah. Ketana Sha'amra Iskabali Giti. Ketana says to a Shliach, I want you to be Mekabali Get for me. Eno Get Achi Agia Get Liyada. The Get is Nachal until she actually receives it. Because again, a Ketana cannot make a Shliach. Normally, a woman can make a shliach lekabala. Katana can't. Leficha chmratza balachzor yachzor shein katanos a shliach. And that's why, if the husband gives the get to this guy that was made the shliach, he can still change his mind and take the get back, so long as the guy hasn't yet given it to the girl, to the woman. V'im amrlo avia tsevis kabel lebiti gita imratza lachzor lo yachzor. But if it wasn't the katana who appointed the shliach, it was her father who appointed the shliach lekabala, then as soon as you give it to that shliach lekabala, it's too late. You can't get it back. The gerushin has already been chal. Ha'omer tein gets li ishti b'makom ploni v'naslan b'makom acher, puzzle. If someone says, give this get to my wife in a certain location, and you go and you give it to the wife in a different location. The guy says, go give this get to my wife in Chicago. And you go and you give the get to the wife you happen to run into her in L.A. and you give it to her in L.A. So the get is going to be puzzled. It's not going to work. Why? What does the makom make a difference? Says Rashi, De'ein ritzono she'alizu alav shamu k'pedehi. The guy is trying to maintain his good name, to maintain his reputation in L.A. He doesn't care about the people in Chicago, so he doesn't care that you give the, he wants the get given in Chicago, where he could care less about his reputation. So that's why he bedafka asked that it be given in Chicago. So it's a violation of the shlichus when you give it somewhere where he's trying to maintain a good reputation. If you look at the Tosas Rid, though, the Tosas Rid on the side of the page says, no, that's not his k'peda. Tosas Rid says, pirush davi k'peda, ki uchafetz Levazosa ba'usa makom. He knows that her reputation in Chicago is very valuable to her, and he bedafka wants to be mevaza her there. The get's not going to be worth it if he can't really get her and be mevaza her a little bit somewhere where it's given. In L.A., she doesn't really care so much about her reputation. It's not going to be mevaza her. So that's what his ikar kavana is, to try to get it given in a place where it's really going to be mevaza her. What's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos Rid? So I saw one of the Archonim wanted to suggest that the nafkamina is, if you give it to her, let's say the guy gives it in L.A., and then he takes it back and gives it to her again in Chicago, even though the get was, so if the Iker Kavana was that the guy didn't want to be, he didn't want to be embarrassed in L.A., well, it's too late, you embarrass him in L.A., it's a violation of the Shlichus. But if the Iker Kavana is to embarrass her in Chicago, so then you give it again later, and she's embarrassed in Chicago, and that would work. So that's, you could argue that it's not a good nafkamina, but that's how I saw one of the achronim, I forget who, wanted to suggest. If, however, the husband doesn't say, give it to her in Chicago, he says, give it to her, by the way, she's in Chicago, that's where you'll find her, and then you find her somewhere else, and you give it to her somewhere else, so then it's going to be kasher, because we assume that he's just mara makamulo. He's just trying to tell you where you can find her. He's not telling you that he's makbid, that it be given in that location. The isha sha'amra, same on the flip side. If a woman says, iskabli giti b'makam ploni, a woman says, I want you to be to a shliach, I want you to be makabal my get in Chicago, v'kiblu la b'makam acher, and the guy was makabal to get for her in Los Angeles, puzzle. The get is going to be puzzle. Reb Elazar machshir. Reb Elazar says, no, that's okay, it's going to be kosher. Now the Gemara is obviously going to note that where was Reb Elazar in the Reisha? Right, when the husband was saying, I want you to give it in Chicago, and the guy gives it in L.A., Reb Elazar did not say it's kosher. We just had the sheet of the Tanakhama that it's puzzle. So the Gemara will make note of that. Haveli giti mimakom ploni vevila mimakom acher kosher. If she says, bring me my get from this location, that's where you're going to find my husband, and the guy goes and finds the husband somewhere else, then of course it's kosher, because she's only trying to tell him where to find the husband, but not that she's makbid that it be brought from that location. Says Gemara, Reb Elazar, Maishna Reisha Dolo Palig, Maishna Sefer the Palig. The obvious problem: why, when the husband says, "I want you to give it in Chicago," and you go give it in L.A., Reb Elazar didn't say a word. He was moda that it's possible. But when the wife says, I want you to be mekabelit in Chicago, and you're mekabelit in L.A., so Reb Elazar says it's going to be kosher. Why the difference? So, iu demidaite megarish kapit, iu debal karchum eskareshes, mara makomilo. We assume that since he has the whole get is totally on his das, it all is dependent on what he wants, he has the right to have a kepeda, and he's likely to have a kepeda. Meaning it's more likely that he feels in control of the situation, where he's going to be makbid given in this location, not that location. But the woman, who it's given Bal Karcha anyway, she's just happy to receive the get. She doesn't feel like she has any control over the situation. It's less likely that she's being makbid about the exact location of the get. More likely, she's just being maramakum. She's just telling you where you can find the husband, even if her lashon doesn't precisely reflect that. Okay, new Mishnah. Haveli Giti. If a woman says to a shliach, I want you to bring me my get, she was married to a kohen, she may continue to eat truma until she actually has the get in hand. But if she tells a shliach, I want you to be mekabel my get from me, then asura lechel b'truma miyad. She's immediately not allowed to eat truma the second she tells him to be mekabel the get for her. Even though it's obviously going to take some time until he's mekabel the get, she doesn't know how much time it will take, and she has to assume the second she no longer sees the shliach in front of her, he's already been mekabel the get for her, she's already divorced, and she has to stop eating truma. Frek Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, Havilon the Maimar do Uki Isha Bechaskasa Shalom is Garsha. What about her Cheskas Eishas Ish? Doesn't she have a Chazaka that she's not divorced? So it says also Selachum Rabbi Almi Yeshech Mir Chachamim Mishum the Chazaka Shleachos Shlichuso. Yeah, really, technically, she has a Chazaka that she's not divorced and she should be allowed to continue to eat Truma. This is just Stam a Chumra the Rabban made on her because we have a Chazaka that a Shliach is also Shlichuso. So we have a Chazaka that the Shliach was already Mekabel or Get. But even though normally Chazaka Shliach also Shlichuso, Tosafot points out, doesn't work when it's not totally up to the Shliach, meaning the Shliach can't just be Mekabel to Get. He needs a willing partner, he needs the husband to want to give the Get to him in order to be Mekabel to Get. So normally Chazaka Shliach also Shlichuso doesn't work in these types of cases. Yeah, but the Rabbanan made it work. The Rabbanan made an extra Chumra. Tosafot says, just like I told you in yesterday's daf. Remember the case in yesterday's daf where the guy says to a Shliach here, go be Mekadish me an Isha. Shliach says, which Isha? He says, find one. Whichever one. It doesn't really matter. So then the Shliach dies and you don't know if he ever was Mekadesh anyone. So he said that the Tosu said that on a Doraisa level, we don't say Chazaka Shliach also Shlichuso because the Shliach would have needed to find someone willing to be Mekabel the Kiddushin. But the Rabbanan say that he has to consider himself married, Chazaka Shliach also Shlichuso, and he's Aser to every single woman in the entire world. That's the Din the Rabbanan. So Tosu says the same over here. On a Doraisa level, the woman, of course, is allowed to still eat Truma. Midrabbanan, we say Chazaka Shliach also Shlichuso. The one big difference between the two cases, of course, is that yesterday, in when we discussed this, the reason why the Rabbanan were machmir on the guy was, as we said, the guy was an idiot. What kind of guy would give a Shliach the right to be Mekadish? Any woman in the world for him? So as a punishment, it's a knas for the guy, for being a fool, for making a Shliach to be Mekadish any woman in the world. Over here, it's not as clear why the Rabbanan would make such a din that the guy is that the woman is considered chazaka shliach shlichuso and the woman is considered divorced. Why would the Rabbanan make that chumrah on her? She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything idiotic like that other guy. So the achronim deal with this and they point out that that the difference is that in that case. Really, in the case of the Kiddushin, really there's a 99.9999 etc. chance that whoever he marries is not really going to be usher to him. So really, for the Rabbanan to be Machmer over there, you needed the guy to be an idiot for the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan really had to want to be Machmer over there. Over here, it's really more 50-50. It's a question, did the Shliach LeKabbalah receive the get? Did he not receive the get yet? That's more 50-50. It won't take as much for the Rabbanah to be machmir on her and tell her not to eat the truma. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah. Hiskabali giti b'makom ploni. If she says, I want you to be makabal my get in a certain location, ochels b'truma ad she'agia get lo s'makom. She may continue to eat truma until the get arrives at that place. Rabbi Lazar also miyad. Rabbi Lazar says, no, she's also to eat truma immediately. So it is obviously Rabbi Lazar l'shita. So in the last Mishnah, that whenever she says a location, she's not really makbid on that location. She's just saying that that's where you can find it. That's where you can find my husband. But it doesn't have to actually be in that location for the divorce to be effective. Frek the Gemara v'gita mi'ahavi v'amrit resha la v'gita. How can we say over here that the get is going to be chal? In the resha we said that it's not going to be a get at all when it's not in the proper location. So meaning again, in the first Mishnah we said, when the woman tells a guy, I want you to be Mekabel my get in Chicago, and he's Mekabel to get in LA, we don't say that, okay, as soon as the Shliach then goes to Chicago afterwards, the get is chal. We say it's not a get at all, the get's not chal. Now we're saying as soon as he goes to Chicago afterwards, it's okay. Why is that? Why does that make the get work at that point? So it says Gemara, no, the case is where she said to the Shliach, be mekabel my get in Masa Mechasya, and by the way, zimnin de mishkach say bebavel, you might find my husband in Bavel also. So v'achi kamrale, so what she's trying to tell him is as follows, mishkal kolhech de mishkach say shaklimine. In order to receive my get, go wherever you can find him. Wherever you find my husband, take the get. But I don't want the get to actually be chal until you arrive in Masa Mechasya. That's where I want the get to actually be chal. But take it wherever you can get it. It's just only going to be chal in Masa Mechasya. Frek Tosos, is she allowed to do that? Meaning, Vim Tomer says Tosos, the main rotsa she get on Masa Mechasya. Gam if she doesn't want to get to be chal until he arrives in Masa Mechasya, so how's the get chal at that point? The shliach is already holding on to it. No one's giving him the get at that point. He's not a shliach for Kabbalah at that point. There's no one giving him the get. He's not receiving the get from anybody. A maisa gerushin requires an asina from one person to the other person. How's that working over here? There's no maisa gerushin over here. So said v'marik shabalo say shliach la'lachad v'asa mechasi v'shamim shliach la'kabbalah lo'chaz shliach say salbal. Maybe he'll tell me, no, she meets the husband in L.A. And the husband says, the shliach meets the husband in L.A. The husband says to the shliach, I want you to be my shliach la'halacha to bring this to Chicago. And then he brings it to Chicago. And now, once he's in Chicago, he's both the shliach la'halacha and the shliach le'kabbalah. So he takes it from his left hand to his right hand and says, okay, now I was mekabel for the woman, and now the gerushin is chal. But we already pointed out, you can't do that, because lo chazor shliach l'seitz al-abal. The same guy can't be both the shliach la'halacha and the shliach l'kabbalah, because you can't have a moment. You have to have a moment when your shliach la'olacha is finished, where you have not yet taken on a new responsibility, so that you can report back to the husband, and you don't have that over here. So it says Tosos Yeshlomar Demayri Deamalei Havi Shliach La'olacha Admatis Hasam V'Chimatis Hasam Shavi Shliach La'olacha V'Kiblei. Now the case is the husband tells him in L.A. become a shliach la'olacha, and when you get to Chicago, make someone else a shliach la'olacha to give it to you, so that you could then, so you'll have a break in between when your shlichus la'olacha ends and when your shlichus the kabbalah begins, and in that way it's going to be a good get. Inami tells says me bavel v'ad masim chasi avei akol shliach la'kabbalah v'avikomelu isha areza gitach v'lo tiskashi bo alacha lamid yom. Or you could say no, the actual ma'isa gerushin took place where he received the get. But it's like a gerushin al tanai that it's only going to be chal li'achar zman. Just like you can give a get to a wife and say that it's only going to be chal li'achar lamed yom, you can give a get to a shliach in L.A. and say this get is only going to be chal when you arrive in Chicago. So, yeah?
The wife making the tanai, not the husband making the tanai.
Right, but that's what we assume is part of the tanai. That the wife's tanai is that go and receive the get in L.A., but it's only going to be chal when it's in Chicago. You're saying, why does she have the right to make such a tanai? She's not the good kasha, I'm not sure. The Rashba writes she is a shliach, that the guy is a shliach lahava'a, and when he gets to, meaning he's the wife's shliach lahava'a, not the husband's shliach la'olacha from L.A. to Chicago. He's the wife's shliach lahava'a. The wife says, I want you to bring it from L.A. to Chicago, and then be my shliach lekabbalah in Chicago. I, lo chazor shliach seitz al-abal, the guy was never the husband's shliach. It's the wife's shliach. A shliach can change hats from a shliach la'ava'a to a shliach la'kabbalah when he's the shliach of the same person. So he's allowed. There's no problem of lo chazor shliach seitz al-abal. That's how the Rashba says. So you don't have Tosus' concern of lo chazor shliach seitz al-abal, because Tosus is assuming the husband has to make him the shliach la'olacha from L.A. to Chicago. He says, no, it's the wife who made him a shliach la'ava'a from L.A. to Chicago. That assumes, like the Rishonim, that she has the ability to make someone a shliach la'ava'a. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. Says in Marvayt, Rabbi Lazar also miyad, Rabbi Lazar says right away she becomes asa pshita, damar makomilal. Of course it's asa right away. If she's only just telling him where the shliach can find the get. She's not saying that she insists on it being in that place. So letzricha dam lezila mizrach disei b'mizrach because of the marav. She says to him, go to the east because that's where it is, and the guy starts heading west. Ma'odetem b'marav alei. Say, I might think she's able to rely on the fact that she knows her husband is not toward the west, so she knows for a while she's in the clear. Kamashmalan dimel b'hadi t'kazal megas gaz be'viyav legita. Kamashmalan, you don't really know where someone is ever, and he might run into him even when he goes toward the west, and it's going to be a get right away. If you tell your shliach, make an erev for me with one type of fruit, and he goes and he makes an erev with another type of fruit, tani chada eruvo erev, tani idach ein eruvo erev. We have a stira between two brisos. One says that it is a valid erev, the other one says, no, it's a bitul of the shlichus because he made with the wrong type of fruit. So it's not a good erev. Amar Rabbi lo kasha, harabban and Rabbi Lazar. Maybe that's exactly the machlokas between the rabban and Rabbi Lazar. When he tells you a type of fruit, is he just being mara makomulo, like Rabbi Lazar would tell you? Or is he not just telling you, that's the kind of fruit you'll find, but I don't really care what kind of fruit. Maybe he's makbid, dafka use that kind of fruit. Says the Gemara, Right, Rabbanan Damri Kepeda, Har Rabbanan Damri Kepeda, Har Blazer Damri Maramakamilo. That's the exact machlokas. Says Rav Yosef Amar Hava Har Rabbanan. Now everyone is going to say that both of these brisos might have been in accordance with Rabbanan that say normally when you say a location, you're makbid on that given location, right? But over here there would be moda that it's not a kepeda, that you're not being makbid on the particular type of fruit. By the woman, you're giving a get. You want to be mevazeher in a given location. So your focus, you're definitely being makbid on that location. Over here by an Erev, what do you care if the Erev is made with figs or it's made with dates? Well, it doesn't really make a difference to you. So even the Rabbanan would be moda that over here it's not a kepeda. How do we answer the steer between the two brises then? Kan bishalo, kan bishal chavero. When I'm telling him to go to my fruits and make an Erev, so I don't really care which fruits he takes, right? They're all good. But when I'm telling him to go to my friend's fruits to make an Erev, my friend told me I can have his dates. He never told me I can have his figs. So I can't authorize a shliach to go make an Eruv with my friend's figs. I'm not authorized to touch those fruits. So in that case, he is obviously makbid when it's bishal chavero, because it's simply not his. If that's the case, what are we going to do with the following brisa? We also have a steer between two brisos when it comes to a case where you tell a guy a location. I want you to make my Erev in this location, and the guy goes and he makes it in a different location. What you're going to say over there also, that you're talking about location shel chavero? What do you mean? Well, are we talking about his fruits or his friend's fruits? You're not going to be able to answer this by simply saying that habishalo habishel chavero. Because if it's chavero's fruits and he allows me to have him, what do I care where the location is? So says Gemara, no, that's exactly the point. Maybe my friend has fruits in both locations. He authorized me to take the fruits in location A. He did not authorize me to take the fruits in location B. So yes, I'm going to be makbid when I say the name of a location if it's my friend's fruits that you only go to that location and take the fruits. When it's my fruits and I have fruits in both locations, I don't care where you take it from because it's mine. Whichever one is absolutely fine. That's how we're going to be matari to those two breasts as well. Next Mishnah. Homer kisfu getu tenuli ishti. If a guy says any of the following lashonos, he says, write again and give it to my wife, or girshuha, or kisfu gerasu tenula. All those cases are reelu yichtavu v'yitnu. The shliach can go write the get and give the get to the wife. The nesivus in Siman Reshimim Gimel asks, how can you make a shliach to give the get to the wife? The get doesn't yet exist. The get hasn't been written yet. I thought you're not allowed to make a shliach on a davar shaloba liolam. It's something that even he's incapable of doing right now. The nesina is a get because there is no get. So says the nesivus, shlucha shladam kamoso teaches us that when I make a shliach to take care of my wife's get, it's as if it's his wife, and the wife is already ba'olam. It's as if it's the shliach's wife, so he can do everything to make sure that a divorce happens with that woman, because the woman is already ba'olam. It's not on the get that the shliach is ischal; it's on the woman that the shliach is ischal. What if he uses one of the following lashonos: patrua, parnasua, asula kanimus, asula karaui, lo amar klum. If he says any of those lashonos, take care of her, do the what's appropriate with her, any of those lashonos, then it's totally invalid, right? It's not a lashon of shlichus for a get. Interestingly, Rashi says parnasua. He says we're not sure what he means by parnasua. Does parnasua mean take care of her get, or maybe it means make sure she has clothing and food? Parnasua meaning make sure she has what to wear. So since we don't know, it's not a good valid lashon of get. What Rashi clearly implies is if he then goes and writes a get, it's a suffix whether she's megreshes or not, because Rashi says we don't know what it means, implying that he might have meant to write her a get. That's how the Beis Yosef explains Rashi. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch though clearly paskin that it's absolutely not a good get. It's not even suffix megreshes, meaning we know parnasua doesn't mean give her a get. It means take care of her in some other way. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan shalchua shavkua tarchua harelu yichtu v'yitnu. If you use any of those lashonos of shalchua shavkua tarchua, you write the get and you can give the get. Patrua parnasua asula knimas asula karoi lomer klum. Use any of those lashonos, it's totally invalid. It's not a valid lashon of shlichus for a get. Tanya Rabbi Nas nomer patrua dvarv kayamin. Pitrua lomer klum. If you say patrua, so then it's a valid lashon. If you say pitrua with the yud, then it's totally invalid. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nasan de Bavlohu, Vidiek, Pain Petrua, La Patrua, Tani Dun, the Varit Sol, who lo Diek. He says, yeah, Rabbi Nasan knows the difference between Patrua and Petrua because he's from Bavel. And in Bavel, they speak both Ivri and Arami, so they know the difference. But our Tan, who's from Eretz Yisrael, doesn't know the difference between Patrua and Petrua, and therefore would hold that it doesn't make a difference which Lashon you use. Ibailahum, Hotziuha mahu. What if you say hotziuha? Izvua mahu. Hitirua mahu. Hinichua mahu. Hoilula mahu. Asula kadas mahu. What about all of these lashonos? Pshot miachada. So we don't know about all of them, but we can answer one of them. Detanya asula kadas. Asula kanimus. Asula karoi. Lomar klum. If you use any of those lashonos, then it's absolutely invalid. So we see that asula kadas is an invalid lashon of get. The others are a suffix. Parenthetically, that seems to be a raya against Rashi, meaning we seem to assume that the lo amar klums of the Mishnah are a vaday lo amar klum. It's not that it's a suffik megureshes. That in these cases of the Gemara where we have a shaila, that's a suffik megureshes. So Parnasua, where Rashi says we're not sure, does he mean gerishin? Does he just mean support her? Sounds like more like the other Rishonim, like the Rambam Paskins, that Parnasua no definitely does not mean a get. The cases of suffik are the cases listed in the Gemara right here. Okay, we'll pick up with the Mishnah Yetz Hashem tomorrow.